This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Believe it or not, the start of the holiday shopping season is already upon us. Yes, it's only November 11th. But stores and online retailers are trying to suck you in. With emails, discounts, Black Friday promotions, anything to convince you to spend your money with them. But how much of a bargain are you really getting? Mark Elwood is the author of Bargain Fever, How to Shop in a Discounted World, and he joins me now. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So when I started reading this book, I have to admit that I felt a little bit like a lab rat when I realized all of the things that stores are doing to us when we shop. It's crazy.
We are being manipulated every time we set foot in the mall.
So what are they doing?
What they're doing is they're positioning products to try and make them as appealing as possible, and they use price in clever ways. For example, when you see in a store there are some very, very expensive, implausibly expensive dresses, you're not supposed to buy those dresses. Those dresses are there to make the normal dresses look a bit cheaper. So that's called anchor pricing. So you look at the expensive dress and think, $1,500, then the $300 one looks like a bargain.
You have the number in here that 40 to 45% of the things that are sold in America in the year 2011 were sold at a discount. What happened?
What happened is very simply, think about TV shows like Hoarders and Storage Wars and Extreme Couponing. What they have in common is stuff, and specifically, too much stuff. Since the early 80s in America, retail space, just brick-and-mortar retail space, has expanded about 4% each year. The population has expanded about 1% at the same time over that period. So when there is too much stuff and not enough people to buy it, what happens? The prices get cut.
You also chart in here the growth of businesses like Groupon. Are they making money, and are the customers actually getting something at a cheaper price?
The customer, the regular person when you buy a Groupon, you're laughing all the way to the bank or the yoga class or the supermarket because it's a great deal for you. But businesses who do deals with them are really setting themselves up to fail. There's a great McKinsey statistic about how much of an uptick in volume you have to have in your business to offset a 5% price cut. 5% off, you need to increase your business 20%. If you're cutting prices in half, which is really what Groupon normally mandates, think about how many people would have to shop to offset it. It would literally have to be the entire city turns up at the supermarket.
I got dressed this morning and I didn't even think about it. And I looked at what I'm wearing in the studio. I am wearing a dress and boots that I bought online at Gilt Group, which is an online retailer you talk about. They discount designer clothes. Those are clothes I probably wouldn't think about buying if they weren't at a sale. Did I actually save any money?
You did save money. Did you get value for money? That's a good question. The issue around places like Gilt Group or outlet malls, which is all Gilt Group is online, is because there is such competition for merchandise, an awful lot of the stuff they sell is specially made for them. So that doesn't mean it's not great stuff, but it was always meant to be cheap, so it's not always a bargain. And what I always say is, take a look at the label inside the nape of the neck. And if it's the same as the label in a department store, you know that it's off-price merchandise. But if that label has any tiny little tweak on it, it means you're getting something that they always planned to sell cheaply. And I think that's a little cheeky.
Was there anything in reporting this book that just really blew your mind?
Coupon fraud is an almost billion-dollar problem every
what?
Year. It's an unquantifiable number because the industry doesn't really want to focus on it. But gang-cutting coupons and then selling them to corner stores to cash in for cash is a huge issue for the industry. And it costs us a lot of money every year, the fraudulent coupon redemption. And there are constant cases of millions and millions of dollars of coupon fraud.
Wow.
That was one of the things that blew my mind.
The subtitle of this book is How to Shop in a Discounted World. How do you?
You never pay full price ever for anything ever. And if you do, you're crazy. You can always get a discount on anything if you do it the right way.
Mark Elwood is the author of Bargain Fever, How to Shop in a Discounted World. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.